Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Molinaro. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting eighth. The DH, Ted Cox. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. And now, play ball. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Molinaro reaches second base with a double. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molinaro moves to third. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Molinaro scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Alexander and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manning moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball four. Kuiper moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball four. Manning scores. Kuiper moves to third. Grubb moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor bunts towards the mound. Paxton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Barrios scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cox for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. One out. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gar hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grubb is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Colburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verizer moves to second. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verizer moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Molinaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molinaro. The throw from Alexander and he is out, Verizer applying the tag. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Thad Bosley now playing left field. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox strikes out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norris moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Washington reaches second base with a double. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor bunts in front of the plate. Alexander scoops up the ball and tags Pryor for the out. One out. Sid Monge now pitching. Ron Blomberg pinch hits for Mike Colburn. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg takes first base on ball 4. Jim Kern now pitching. Tom Spencer pinch hits for Bob Molinaro. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Spencer now playing center field. Claudel Washington now playing right field. Bill Nairodny now catching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton bunts towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 3 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson strikes out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley takes first base on ball 4. Squires moves to second. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo pinch hits for Ted Cox. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.